Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The promotion of transgenderism is running rampant across the nation. Our vulnerable children are a primary target. Comprehensive sex ed classes in schools encourage early sexual activity, promote homosexuality, bisexuality, and non-gender, pansexuality, etc., etc. But the biggest promotion seems to be transgenderism. Unfortunately, too many easily impressionable children are falling for the lie that they may have been born in the wrong body. Parents don't know where to turn, as it is hard to find a therapist who does not affirm their child's delusion. My guest today is Walt Heyer, who knows too well the agenda of those promoting transgenderism. Thanks, Walt, for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be on. Yep. Yeah, so let's answer some questions today.
Yeah, why is this issue so important to you? Let's start with that.
Well, because, you know, a gender therapist said I had gender dysphoria and I needed hormones and surgery, and the guy was wrong. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs hormones and nobody needs surgery. The fact of the matter is, there is no such thing. Hear me out. No such thing as a transgender. No one has ever in the history of mankind ever changed their gender. So transgender is a word that is nothing more than folklore. The only thing you can change is your appearance. Mm-hmm. You cannot change your gender. So the word transgender is intended to make you think that somebody changed their gender, but they never have. I have a document from a doctor who did 5,000 surgeries that said no one has ever changed their gender. It's filed in Superior Court of California, San Mateo.
Wow. Yeah, I never thought about that. But yeah, really, the word transgender is another made-up word that that those promoting this whole agenda have made up, like, you know, like homophobia and transphobia and all that stuff. So yeah, that's an excellent point. I know the FDA just recently issued a warning saying puberty blockers, of course, that's one of the things, one of the first things they put kids on, young kids on, so they don't go through puberty. But the FDA has issued a warning that those puberty blockers may pose a risk of brain swelling and permanent vision in children.
Yeah, they ruin kids.
Yeah, beyond the fact that it, you know, it stunts their growth and everything else. But I don't know that this FDA warning made the mainstream media. Did you hear anything about that on the mainstream media?
No, you're not going to see anything on the mainstream media. We have to keep in mind the whole idea here, to get down to the nuts and bolts of this, is to dehumanize and deconstruct male and female. Everything that they're doing on the left side is about destroying what God made. Mm-hmm. Destroying what God made. If they can't destroy the child in the womb made by God, then if it comes out of the womb as a healthy young child, then they want to destroy the fact that it has a gender made by God. And so this is a whole agenda, is to destroy everything, including the foundation of the family, the church, and man and woman. I think it was just the Air Force or somebody just recently said you cannot use the word mom or dad anymore.
Yeah, I think it was one of the service academies. I mean, it's crazy what they're doing.
So keep in mind, everything they're doing is about destroying what God made. And if we look through it through that lens, nobody's a transgender. Nobody's ever transitioned. I've worked with thousands of people. I've never even found one with gender dysphoria. The whole thing is about destroying people, destroying their identity, destroying their very core values, and changing the entire face of social construct about what a man and a woman is. Right now, you know, you've got somebody in Superior Court land Supreme doesn't even know what a woman is.
Yeah, the newest Supreme Court justice, yes.
Right.
And, you know, that just shows how successful the left is in propagandizing this whole issue, because now you have folks who at least claim they don't know what a woman is. And of course, in this case with Ketanji Brown Jackson, she is a mom and she doesn't know what a woman is. I mean, you know, that's really, again, shows the fear that has been implanted in those to the left, and unfortunately those too many to the right are afraid to say anything in opposition to this whole propaganda, this whole transgenderism, this whole effort to, as you're saying, if the child makes it out of the womb without being destroyed, which is, you know, too many states are passing laws now since Roe v. Wade is gone, they're passing laws to allow abortion clear up to the moment of birth, which I can't comprehend that. But again, yeah, if they can't destroy them in the womb, they will go after them after they're born.
Well, why have they been so successful? I think if we need to flip this on its head, mm-hmm. they've been successful because we've allowed them to be successful.
Yeah.
We have done a terrible job with the media in pushing back on. I've been pushing back on this. I wrote my first book in 2006. I've written 7 books. No one reads my books. If they read my books, they would understand.
Yeah.
You know, kids' brains are not even fully developed until they're 24 years old, mm-hmm. and yet we're telling them they can change their gender when they're 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
We have actually should take responsibility for the fact that we never stood up and fought back at a time. I was telling pastors, I was telling other people in 2006, stop this nonsense. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, it's going to destroy the church. And it's going to destroy the foundation of the family. And that's exactly what's happening. They want to destroy mm-hmm. the nuclear family, and they're doing it. And we're giving them, and we're allowing them to do it.
Yeah, because we don't speak up. I totally agree with you. Because it was not until really after so-called same-sex marriage was legalized, was forced in all 50 states by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2014, I believe it was 2014, 2015, somewhere in there, that the transgender issue really rose to the top very quickly. But as you're saying, it was there all the time. It was under the radar screen, so to speak, and being promoted in schools and, you know, K through 12 schools, higher education, and the policies that were being promoted by too many politicians all reflected on the whole quote-unquote gender identity thing.
Well, here's the thing. A man can identify as a woman. He can get in a relationship with a biological man. So they're both biological men, mm-hmm. but they can go in and get married. So that same-sex marriage by transgender identity. And so this is what I was fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, you can't allow this to happen. You can't let people change their birth record. You can't allow people to say they're something they're not.
Yeah. And to me, that the whole changing birth records, I know Montana was just forced to, their higher court forced them to do that just recently. But to me, that's a security issue. If you have a guy who begins to identify as a woman and has his driver's license changed to reflect a female gender, that's just a security issue to me. And I don't know why that's not been brought up more when you change legal documents, your ID, as to reflect something that's not true.
I just can't get my head around how we've gotten so completely stupid. Yep. Biologically, mm-hmm. no one's ever changed their gender.
Yep.
Medically, no one's ever changed their gender. Scientifically, mm-hmm. nobody's ever changed their gender. And yet we're saying that people are changing their gender.
Yep.
That is just that beyond men, my mm-hmm. comprehension.
Yeah. That men can't get pregnant. Yeah. I mean, I can remember the headlines when that woman who identified as a male became pregnant. You know, the big headlines, a man becomes pregnant. Like, I don't think so. But we are doing a very poor job of writing what's wrong. We're doing a very poor job of educating our kids within the church that God made you as you are, and that's who God made you, and that's who you are, and nothing will change that. And to encourage them to embrace who God made them. And unfortunately, like you said, the churches are too silent on this issue and too many other issues too.
Well, I've been speaking at churches, but here's the thing. You know, they use terminology like, what gender were you assigned at birth? Nobody mm-hmm. in mankind has ever been assigned their gender at birth. It happened 9 months before mm-hmm. they were born when the sperm hit the egg.
Yeah.
And we are so feckless at fighting back against this insanity.
Yeah.
And I'm so ashamed of the people who are supposed to be battling these battles. I've been speaking out about it, and people just say, you know, I'm a crazy old man, which is probably quite true. But you know, crazy.
Yeah, but because your history, though, you know what you're talking about. And people don't want to listen to those who have life experiences like yours, who know what can happen when, you know, when a therapist tells them they have gender dysphoria in this case, and then encourages them to go on, you know, drugs and surgeries but you know from personal experience that doesn't work. And they don't want to, you know, too many on both sides of the aisle don't want to listen to those who have the experience that they can speak in authority.
They don't even have gender dysphoria. Listen, here's what I've been studying this. I've written about it. You can look in the public discourse. You can read my articles. I've got 70 or so articles out there. The fact of the matter is all of these issues were caused by either early childhood trauma. They call it adverse childhood experience. They're called ACEs. Mm-hmm. And that accounts for a huge number, probably 70% of the kids and adults who identify this way. ACEs, adverse childhood experience, been studied. It's history, and I've written about it. It's either that or they do this as a social contagion online. They get in a group online. They get in these chat rooms. They all decide, well, let's just identify as transgender. They're not transgender. They don't have gender dysphoria. And then you have the group that's just antisocial. They just want to be. And so you have these three groups of individuals. In fact, 90% of the people I work with, it's not even a sexual issue. It's just purely an identity issue. I mean, sexual component to this whole thing are the drag queens, which are the most repugnant group on planet Earth, in my view, who go into the libraries and parade around, and they're sexual predators. Those individuals, in my view, have no business being anywhere, but they're in schools, they're in our libraries, and they're other places. So we have these different components that people have wrapped them all up into one little bundle and confused everyone about what's going on. I have literally worked. There's actually more people detransitioning and regret it than there are people who do it. I mean, I have thousands of people amongst myself and others who are never counted among regretters. They don't count the regretters. They refuse to count us, so that they keep saying, well, it's rare.
Right, right, because they think they want to appear as it's, as you said, they want it to appear as if it's rare, and in some cases they just want to pretend you don't exist, because if the detransitioners exist, then the storyline that you're born in the wrong body, their storyline that you're born in the wrong body is totally false, which we know it is, but that's why they can't have you guys exist. They can't have you guys telling a story. I have a copy of your book. Can't remember the name of it, but it has some of the stories of those, I think 18 stories of
trans
those.
Life survivors.
Right, exactly. And it's amazing. It's sad.
So yeah, the companion book for that is Paper Genders. Okay. Paper Genders is published in other countries. It amazes me. Other countries love my work. The United States, they don't love it so much. And so, you know, that book that you have is published in the Czech Republic. Paper Genders, published in Italy and other places around the world. They love the book. That one really, Paper Genders, is absolutely a fascinating look at the history and how we got there. And if you look at that whole issue, you really need to read that. Everybody needs to read that book. And people who read it say everybody needs to read it. It's an excellent book. I published that one, I think, in 2011, I believe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so the information's out there. The fact of the matter is they're going to try to snuff me out. I turn 82 in just a few weeks. They're just waiting for me to die off so I can shut up. I had somebody say, hurry up and die, old man. Sent me an email. I said, just be patient. It won't be long.
Oh, wow. That's the love that they show those that don't agree with their narrative, the quote-unquote love,
right.
For sure. Yeah, it's troubling. I mean, many countries in Europe are shutting down their gender clinics that have been used to, quote-unquote, help kids identify, you know, help kids become the opposite gender.
The largest clinic in the UK for kids, the doctors who had been performing these surgeries say that it's harming the children. And they're shutting the clinic down because they're finding that the hormones that they're giving them are harmful. You know, and we in this country had a doctor, Dr. Charles L. Ellenfeld, who was at the first gender clinic in the United States in New York. Charles L. Ellenfeld was a homosexual transgender activist who worked for 6 years giving hormones to 500 transgender, quote, men. And he came out in Tappa, New York to therapists in 1979, and said, we need to stop doing the hormone therapies because it's causing too much unhappiness and too many suicides. 1979.
Oh, my goodness. And we haven't learned it. I mean, we've totally forgotten that he even existed and then made that statement. Wow. That is amazing.
I've written about all these. You know, yeah. People, like I said, I sit here in marveling at the fact that people are send me stuff and say, have you seen this? Yeah, I wrote about it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, come on, get a grip.
Right. And people are just now waking up. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with COVID, with the shutdowns and stuff. Parents got to see what was going on. But then we have, you know, situation like in Virginia. In that case, the girl was, I think, a couple actually in two different schools. They were raped in this girl's bathroom by a male who identified as a female. Yeah, same guy. He just got transferred.
He was a mentally ill child. Yeah. He never should have been in public schools.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Yeah, and here in Pennsylvania, you know, talking about gender clinics, we have the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh both saying that they have, quote unquote, gender-affirming care available to transgender kids. I'm sorry, Children's Hospital should be there to protect and help kids, not to destroy their lives, which is what the quote-unquote gender-affirming care would do in these children's hospitals.
The only thing they know how to do is destroy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all they know how to do. They're not helping anybody.
Exactly.
They're helping themselves to the money. They're helping themselves to boatloads of money, mm-hmm. but they're mm-hmm. harming everybody that they touch. Those clinics should be shut down. And at 1979, they were all shut down. All of the university clinics were closed due to the harm that it was causing. Mm-hmm. And then it went private and they couldn't shut down the private clinics, to which they should have.
Wow. Well, I know Vanderbilt in Tennessee, I think. There's a video that just was released. It's
Matt Walsh.
Okay. Yeah. But it was, he's the one who released it, but it was of one of the, I don't know what her position was now, but she was talking about Vanderbilt needs to get involved in the whole transgender issue and the gender affirming care because we will make big bucks. It's basically what she said. And as you said,
Matt Walsh exposed that and got they had to take down the whole website.
Wow. Well, and you mentioned a little bit ago about the internet. Yeah, the internet is definitely playing a big role, a big negative role.
TikTok.
Yep. And because I read
Anime. You ever heard of Anime?
No, I've not heard of that.
Yeah. Kids get on Anime and it's all about transgender, changing your gender.
Oh, okay. Wow.
TikTok is, and these kids buy into it. I've met 21-year-old smart kids who identified as a female just from looking at being addicted to Anime, which is,
That's a Japanese cartoon thing? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And it is everywhere because even children's cartoons, children's books, children's programming, they all have, you know, transgenderism and promoting the idea that they could be born in the wrong body. Disney is no longer family friendly. There's no question about that. So
destroyers.
Excellent point there. So if a child goes to their parent and says, I believe I'm transgender, what should that mom do?
Most of them know why the child is doing it. It's either because the father left the house or because the child was traumatized at some point. Maybe the child was a foster child and has been passed around from foster home to foster home. Maybe the grandfather died. Maybe mom is sick. There's always an event. And so if you can identify the event that's causing the person to have these feelings, then what you need to do is get a trauma therapist. A trauma therapist.
Oh, okay.
Never take the child to a gender therapist. A trauma therapist. They need to understand where their trauma came from and deal with the trauma. And oftentimes the trauma therapist, I worked with a guy just recently from 13. He's been struggling from 13 to 74 with his identity. In 1 week, I got him to a trauma therapist and in 1 2-hour session resolved his dysphoria.
Oh, wow. So deal with the trauma because it's underlying trauma that's causing the confusion. So take the child or the adult, whichever the situation is, to a trauma therapist, not a gender therapist.
And trauma can actually be cross-dressing the boy. Trauma can actually be addicted to the pornography and the stuff that's on the internet. No mm-hmm. child should have their own computer in their own bedroom. It should be in the living room. Mm-hmm. And mom and dad should review every bit of what that child's history, what history he's looking at on that computer so they know what he's looking at. No child should have access to a computer with the garbage that's in it today without the parents knowing what they're looking at. So it's either they had trauma in their life early on, adverse childhood experiences, they're looking at stuff online, or somebody in their social circle at school or some other place is guiding them down this path. And each one of those, I've had a child, a 10-year-old girl, a mom contacted me. I had her take the 10-year-old out of school and not let them be exposed to what's going on in school. And now the child's 13 years old, doing fine. We just had to take the child out of the environment. We know that there are no such thing as transgender. We know that nobody has gender dysphoria. We know they're being indoctrinated by a bunch of wacko lefty idiots that want to destroy the family unit and children, and we need to stop them.
Absolutely, we need to. And the school is public schools are cesspools. There's no better way to describe a public school.
Biden's cesspool.
Yeah, it started way before that, but yeah, it's definitely getting much, much worse. I know here in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Department of Education actually has just recently put up a gender identity page, and they suggest teachers should not make assumptions about students' pronouns. It gives a list of suggested alternatives to gendered pronouns, of which I didn't even know these words were pronouns. They weren't pronouns when I went to school. And they also have they also have created a toolkit for teachers to hold a quote-unquote gender identity day.
What a crock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how can folks...
Sickening.
Yeah, it is. And again, they...
Take your kids out of school. I've been doing this for 6 years. Yeah. Kids don't belong in school anymore.
I totally
agree.
These
are the LGBT indoctrination centers.
They are.
I wouldn't let my kid anywhere near a public school. I said in a conference just a week ago, it's better your kid be uneducated than become a transgender.
Yeah. I know that in Virginia, their kids are walking out in protest because the new governor, Governor Youngkin, is wanting to roll back some of the policies that have been put in place, the transgender policies that have been put in place by the previous governor. Youngkin's wanting to roll those back, and the kids are protesting, are walking out of class protesting. Like, when I was in school, kids didn't walk out of class and protest anything. My kids are being taught to be activists, and when it comes to this issue and other issues, climate change.
As far as I'm concerned, they should walk. Let them protest. Just keep them the heck out of school.
Yeah,
they don't belong there anyway.
Lock the doors behind them.
I think Youngkin's on the right thing. Just say, look, you don't want to go to school, don't go to school. We don't need you.
Yeah, I totally agree. But the teachers' unions are so powerful, unfortunately. But yeah,
they're the LGBT.
Yep, they are. They are. NEA is very much in bed with the LGBT folks. And I totally agree with you. Pull your kids out of public school because they're just being indoctrinated on so many things. How can
teach
folks,
them at home.
Homeschool or a good Christian school. Make sure you check that Christian school out because they
absolutely,
some of those Christian
schools.
Absolutely,
because some of them aren't too good.
One, I can't remember where it was. One just had a drag queen story hour in a Christian school. I can't remember where it was.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you gotta be so careful.
Absolutely. How can folks contact you, Walt?
Just my website, sexchangeregret.com.
Okay, fantastic. And you're available to speak at churches, et cetera?
Yeah, I'm going speaking this weekend at one.
Fantastic. Appreciate that. So sexchangeregret.com. And thanks for sticking with it since 2006. I mean, I'm sure you felt like you're beating your head against the wall and no one was listening. And then when it all came crashing down and people wondered what in the world happened, you knew what was coming. And people just weren't listening to you. And that's unfortunate.
If they read my books, if they read the books, they'd see it. I've been talking about it.
Absolutely. Sexchangeregret.com. Appreciate it, Walton. You take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.